Hello?
Max says that there's just no possibility of making this sort of a statement today because he's just hung up the phone in a talk with Guzman, who was down at the command post in the center of the city. That's Camaño's command post. Guzman read him a message, which read Mac Bundy a message in the nature of an ultimatum to us about the activities of the loyalist forces. And Mac's impression was that it was clearly one that was dictated by somebody else. Therefore, the whole arrangement at the moment is coming to pieces on the other side too. Now, so Mac told Guzman that he could not negotiate with Guzman under the conditions of such a statement, and that they'd have to decide to consider the situation afresh. Now, I think what this probably means is that the loyalist forces north of the city may be putting considerable pressure on. Mac Bundy says that we have the capability of increasing our pressures against these people in the middle of the city, and that they'll have to just reconsider the whole situation and give us an estimate as quickly as they can from down there. So this means really that unless the rebels find out that they're losing and can't win through an ultimatum to us, they're unhooked on their side. This may counteract or counterbalance the Himbert attitude, and we go ahead. Now I just had a phone call from Vaughn, who's just gotten back. He was very discouraged and blue about the prospect of a negotiated settlement. He says that we have to keep trying, but he personally believes that the result may well be that the loyalist forces will just go ahead and clean up. That'll mean a lot of people get killed because both sides apparently are quite clear that whoever loses is going to get wiped out. I don't take Vaughn's assessment at this point all that conclusively, but it does mean that our boys have to go back to the drawing board down there. And
fine, well, we'll have to wait on that. Number one, why don't you get you and George call Mr. Davidson at his home,
right,
so that he can contact his people and see if he can't get them back in line, and then we await the outcome.
One thing that Max said, Mr. President, was that they were beginning to ask themselves whether they were really negotiating with anything but a shadow. Meaning, I think that they're beginning to wonder if Camaño may not be calling the shots more than they had suspected he was, and that Bush may be a stooge of his rather than the other way around.
It doesn't look at
Guzman may be the same kind of prisoner, in effect, that we thought Camaño was.
Prisoner of the commies?
Right. Well, it's prisoners of somebody down there.
Prisoner of Camaño for whatever he represents.
I don't think that. From the reports I read, I think that there's a wild loyalty to this fella in Puerto Rico. But in any event, Max says they got to have time to decide. Number two, we ought to try to get the Camaños back in line if they're out of line, and Guzman, and this guy can get them in line. He has. He's got their resignations. He's got Guzman willing to accept, and I think Guzman may well be a stooge of Bosch's, or he wouldn't be coming to Puerto Rico and carrying out his instructions, and Camaño wouldn't be agreeing to do all these things.
Right.
But we can debate that one. Let's let Mr. Davidson try to put them in line. And George, when one of y'all call him and give him these facts, then tell him to let us know after he hears.
I'll do that, Mr.
Anything else?
That's all.